Live.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. You can check it out online. Send me an email at getwellradio.com. We're going to kick it off with Sylvia. Hi, Sylvia.
Well, I've got on the outside of my ankle, the exterior ankle, there in the front of the ankle bone, there is a fatty area, real fat, almost like a not a bulbous, but it's very soft. Okay. And it looks like a tumor, but it's not on the inside of my ankles. It's only on the outside. And then when my Achilles tendon is on both sides, it feels like it's like that too. And I went to my doctor and I asked him about it, and he had me go to a podiatrist. And the podiatrist said, you just have fatty ankles. And I thought, I mean, it's just been a recent thing in the last 6 months. And I was surprised that he didn't even take blood or anything, but he didn't. And he just felt around, and he said, no, that's the way it should be. And I thought, well, I'm not a doctor, but this is just new for me.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I mean, it could be a little sebaceous cyst in that area. And whenever you got a little bit of extra body fat, the little sebaceous cysts can show themselves in a variety of places. So that's it might be what's going on. You might want to have it, again, maybe get another opinion. I know you've already been. But if it is a little sebaceous cyst, you have a couple of options. One is they can remove it, which, you know, depends on if it's restricting any of your motion or if it hurts or if there's any pain involved. And you know, if it's not cosmetically bothering you that much, it's not a big deal to leave it. And, of course, then if it is, though, if it's painful or if it's restrictive at all, you might want to consider it. Now, the way they form, if that's what it is a lot of times our bodies don't break down our proteins very well. If our bodies are not breaking the proteins down very well, then that can become a bit of a challenge. And one of the best things to do are using the proteolytic enzymes. And the proteolytic enzymes work very well in breaking down these excess proteins. Now, they have to be taken away from meals about 30 minutes to an hour. But, man, they can help break down the proteins quite well. And, of course, it's eating the right kind of foods, too. You can't just eat a bunch of junk food and do the proteolytic enzymes and think it's going to do the trick. So, again, it's setting the body up with the right environment so the body can heal and so it can thrive. And those are some of the things that you probably want to think about as you're going through this process. But hopefully that'll be helpful. I would get another opinion, too. Just to have it would be a smart move. Okay, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. You can check us out there. Or remember, we've got healthcare providers in your area. So if you're looking for our providers, you can go to the website, find it there, give us a call during the normal business hours, and we got a great team that's available to be able to help you find who you need. Just check it out at getwellradio.com. Let's go to Jan now. Hi, Jan. Welcome to the show.
Well, I have a really odd, what seems like it's a really odd occurrence. I get the inside of my mouth gets feeling real rough. I've seen the doctor about it. I've seen the dentist. And they don't, there really isn't much they can see. They haven't given me any idea what they think it is. It's more a feeling than it is something that you can see. But when I rub my tongue against, like, my cheek, the inside of my cheek, or around my the inside of my mouth, it feels real rough.
Many times when you've got that sort of thing going on the inside of the mouth, it could be a vitamin B2 deficiency or vitamin B1. So it could be thiamine pyrophosphate, could be riboflavin 5-phosphate. Either one of those could be two of the keys. And literally, these deficiencies can happen quite frequently. So if you're not getting plenty of fruits and vegetables, you've got an imbalance there, maybe you just not haven't been eating enough of those foods, that can happen. Now, you combine that with a lot of stress, and then you really have an issue. So you can do that in a supplemental form or just increase your fruits and vegetables and see. But typically, when you target the B vitamins individually, that's where you'll see the most rapid response. B vitamins are water-soluble. And because they're water-soluble, you've got to make sure, I mean, they go in and out of the body really, really quick. So you got to make sure that you get plenty of those in, and that's a great way to check on it, okay? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We'll go to Rob now. Hi, Rob.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Living well.
Okay, well, here's my question. It's on restless leg syndrome, and what I experience when I go to bed at night sometimes, it's almost like an overall generalized body tremor. It's not just in my lower extremities. Sometimes I'll feel it actually in my torso as well. And from what I've understand, restless leg can express itself differently in different people.
Right.
I'm wondering what type of non-pharmacologic treatment you might recommend for that. I know they treat this with some of the anti-seizure medications, which I wouldn't go within a million miles of. I'd rather live with what I've got. And also, my diet is pretty much the same. I eat a lot at Subway. You know, I'm kind of a bachelor. I don't do a lot of cooking. I get a lot of vegetables, not too much fruits. And right now, I'm not taking any supplements or vitamins, so I wondered what your advice might be.
Well, if your diet's pretty decent, you know, I know it's not the best, you might want to shift over into more. Well, if you're eating plenty of vegetables, I wouldn't worry too much about the fruits. As long as you get some fresh berries here and there, I'm more concerned about vegetables than I am fruits. Proteins are really important, but regardless of how your diet goes, which I think needs to be more than just, you know, some fast food, I get the whole bachelor idea and concept. But the foundational four are really important, okay? And that's a good whole food multivitamin to give you a little bit of everything that you need. Digestive enzymes to help break your food down and increase your absorption rate from about 15 to 20% to 80 or 90%. Cod liver oil for your omega-3 fats, and then probiotics, which put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. So once you get on target with that, that will lay a good foundation. A good multi-mineral as well can help. A lot of restless leg typically is a mineral imbalance within the body. So, you know, those kind of supplementations can help. I would check your vitamin D if you haven't done that recently with your doctor. Get that level checked and see what the number is so you can keep that number up. But those are all important. And Foundational 4, you can check that out, foundational4.com. Good place to look at it. But, yeah, I mean, usually if you've got restless leg, it's a mineral imbalance. And your body's not getting certain nutritional components. Out of those that I listed, should pretty much cover it. And you can find that even the slightest imbalance could be the root cause.
Folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show. And now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex. I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher, a must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials group specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. The Unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Going to go to Kate now. Hi, Kate. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm living well, darling. How can I help?
Good. Well, I just, 2 years ago, I had an upper endoscopy, mm-hmm. and I was diagnosed with Barrett's esophagus.
Okay.
A hiatal hernia, and then I had allergic cells in my throat. And ever since I had the endoscopy, I've had a slight sore throat ever since, and that's been 2 years ago. And over the past 2 years, I feel like I'm losing strength in my voice and in my throat. And, like, my voice is kind of changing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's normal after having an endoscopy, having the sore throat. I've seen my doctor, my primary care physician, and, you know, both my internist and my primary care physician say that they say that it's post-nasal drip that's causing my throat to be sore like that. But I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that.
It just depends. When you have that procedure done, sometimes the sore throat can linger. And it can linger for a while, so it is fairly common. Do you feel like it's getting any better? Is it getting worse, or is it staying the same?
It's not getting any better, and it's staying the same. But you know, even my family members have noticed that my voice is, I can't be forceful with my voice. You know, I can't speak loud, and
it's hard for you to project your voice, right?
Right. Uh huh.
Yeah. And so, have you've gone in, and the doctors say have they looked into it any further, or are they just giving you their opinion? Like, have they gone in and looked at your vocal cords or anything again?
No, they haven't. But because of the Barrett's esophagus, I'm supposed to go in every 2 years. To monitor, you know, if they can monitor that. And
sure.
So I'm going to be going in here again in the next 2 weeks to have that done. But I didn't know if that procedure, if they would be able to tell anything from having the upper endoscopy again, or I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Yeah, they'll be able to, they definitely will be able to tell. If you're really concerned about the vocal cords and whatnot, you might want to talk to them further and have them do a little bit more research. Now, there's some different therapies out there that possibly could help. There's a low level laser that potentially could help regenerate the tissue that might have been, you know, not damaged, but irritated is probably a better way to put it. Certain homeopathics can be helpful too, as far as sort of a remedy goes. And literally, apple cider vinegar, along with honey, like a raw honey, a couple of tablespoons of each, 2 or 3 times a day, might be very healing to the area as well as aloe vera juice. So those are some natural alternatives too. That, I mean, they're not going to cause any kind of issue with regardless. I mean, they're pretty basic, but sometimes that can help as well. And you might even want to think about ginger root tea. Now, not just getting the tea bags, but actually cutting up ginger root, simmering it in distilled water, and making a warm tea out of that can be very healing to the throat and can be powerful in that regard. So just a couple things. The biggest thing I would not do is let it really get you down and bum you out and feel like you're completely, you know, like you've messed something up. It's a procedure I'm sure they had to do, and sometimes there can be some irritation left from that. So just see how it goes. And I would maybe even, this sounds kind of off, but I would maybe even get with a voice coach. And there might be some exercises that you can do to kind of re-strengthen the area that might have weakened or been triggered through that procedure. You know, that's a possibility. I know a lot of times we just want to sit back and let the body heal, and that makes a lot of sense because many times it can. But sometimes if you have to kind of retrain a little bit, then it'd be good to have a coach on your side that could help you do that. So, something definitely to think about. All right. But keep me posted. Send me an email too at getwellradio.com. All right. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio. Question for the day from Gene Mee. Says, Harry in Dallas, Texas, says, I'm 62 years young and I have a problem with my legs swelling. And also with heart issues. My doctor says I have high blood pressure. Well, the reality is when you're dealing with high blood pressure and you've got the fluid retention, that's something you want to, whatever the medication they have you taking, make sure they have you, you know, make sure you follow that to a T. So, because the reality is kidney function is what is the biggest concern as you deal with heart disease and the potential for the swelling in the leg. So whatever medication they have you on, follow it to a T. Now, make sure you do the natural perspectives. You start to eat well. You start putting in the right type of dietary foods, low inflammatory foods. But also, from a diuretic perspective, fruits and vegetables can play a big role. More potassium that you get in, less sodium, the more you're going to drop on the fluid. And see, that takes a, it makes a huge deal. So now this Hanta virus is becoming kind of a big deal. The news, we're all seeing it. Well, they're warning now the Hanta virus outbreak in Yosemite National Park, which, of course, the Health Protection Agency in the United Kingdom said it was contacting citizens who they believed were at risk. In a statement recently, the agency said it was providing health advice and information about the ongoing situation in the U.S., but the agency also said it's working with the U.S. and European health officials in responding to the hantavirus outbreak. So far, six cases of the rodent-borne disease, including two deaths, have been linked to certain tent cabins in Curry Village, which is one of Yosemite's most popular campgrounds. Park officials have sent letters and emails to about 3,100 people who received any of the 91 affected tent cabins, the Times reported. U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said last week an estimated 10,000 people had stayed at the tent cabins between June 10th and August 24th.
Folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. We're going to go to Linda. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
How can I help, darling?
Well, tonight's the very first time I discovered your show, and I actually haven't even heard you speak of any topics, and I just called in and miraculously got through here. And I bet you what I'm going to ask you, you've probably answered a billion times.
That's okay. A billion and one is okay, too.
Okay. Maybe somebody else like me doesn't know the answer, and maybe they can get information as well. So my question is, you know, I was Googling today, how do you naturally lower your blood pressure and cholesterol levels? And I got everything all over the place, and, you know, it just made me more confused. And so I don't know if I'm uninsurable because I had cancer in the last 5 years, so I can't even, you know, pay to go to a doctor. But, I'd like to know what I can do without going to a doctor to try to minimize that.
Well, what is your blood pressure running right now? Have you checked
it? It's all over the place. It jumps around. That's another thing I don't understand, you know. And this morning, it's one thing, and the next morning it's another thing, you know. But it's I think the worst it was here in the last day or two was like, 195 over 95.
All right. Yeah, you definitely got to get in to see someone. Now, you can go see a doctor.
You're just worried about the expense, right?
Yeah, I don't have any money.
Well, hold on.
I don't have any insurance.
You may not have insurance, but there's other options out there. They are, so there's some really good clinics around the country in different cities. You just got to call and ask and look up in the kind of Google it or whatever. But there are a lot of faith-based clinics. And these faith-based clinics are funded by the local hospitals and nonprofits. Now, here's the deal. You think, well, it's like third-rate doctors. It's really not. A lot of these doctors that work in these faith-based clinics are the older guys and gals that have been practicing for like a million years. Those are the people you want to go to because think of the experience that they have is amazing. And it's kind of their way of giving back. You know, they rotate the doctors out and they work like 15, 20 hours a week. These people have unbelievable wisdom. And so your office visit's like 10 bucks. And, you know, then they give you, let's say you needed medication. Now I can tell you things naturally, so I'm going to do that. But I'm just telling you, if it's running 195 over 95 and it fluctuates, you definitely need someone to take a look at you, and at least they can get you on some very mild medication to get it controlled until you can figure out what's going on. So think about this. You go to a faith-based clinic, you pay $10 for an office visit, and then they send you with a prescription over to Kroger or Walmart or somewhere like that, and you get a $4 list prescription. So now you spent $14, and you're blood pressure is at least managed. It's not a lot of money. You know, you can swing that. That's not a ton. So just so you know, there's options, okay? Now, let's talk about your lifestyle for just a second. Are you overweight, and do you eat healthy or not so much, and you're wanting to learn how?
Well, I am overweight. I've been overweight my whole life, about 35 to 40 pounds my whole life.
Okay.
And I do eat well. I don't have a sugar habit, and I eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. Try to eat a lot of whole grains, and tonight I had a spinach salad with grilled chicken, you know, I try to
mm-hmm.
be good.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, I had this baby weight, you know, from 20 years ago when I had my baby, it never went away.
Right.
So,
do you exercise much now?
Yeah, I walk. You know, I walk probably 3 days a week. I probably should do it every day, but sometimes I get busy and I can't. But, I don't know. I just like to know how to get it down because my mother died of a stroke, and I'm so afraid that's going to happen to me. I watched her suffer and die slowly, and it was horrible. And I don't want to be a burden like that on anybody, you know?
Well, it is. It's awful. I mean, That's never fun, and you want to live a long, fruitful life. How old are you, or how young are you right now?
I'm 55.
Okay.
And I survived cancer. It was a malignant melanoma, stage 4, and they told me I had 6 months to live back in January 2007.
Look at you now.
Yeah, so go
God.
That's
exciting. That is. Amen. So the reality is making some radical changes right now is the first thing that needs to happen. So eating well, there's a big difference. I know you've never listened to the show before. There's a book called Empowering Your Health. That's the name of the book. And eating well is one thing, and everybody has their own definition of that. But let me give you some quick examples of what that means, okay? So 3 meals a day, a couple of snacks in between. You want to lower inflammation as much as possible in the body. And the foods that will lower inflammation are this. So your protein sources are chicken, fish, beef, and eggs, those sorts of things. Your carbohydrate sources are fruits and vegetables. So your grains, potatoes, and rice and processed foods need to go out the window for a period of time, not forever, but for maybe about an 8 to 10 week period. And then you want to do about 25% of your diet in healthy fats. That's your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, avocados. And you want to cook in things like coconut oil, fresh butter, organic butter. I mean, those are all kind of the direction you want to go. So if you do that, then you'll give your body a little bit of everything that it needs. It'll get the proteins, the fats, and the carbs that it needs to function at a peak level. You'll cut down inflammation in the body, and you'll give your body the nutrients that it needs to really thrive. So just to give you kind of a heads up, that is a real big key. Your eating habits are very, very important, especially if you've had cancer. Keeping the body alkaline is very important, too. You can get some pH paper. You want to keep it between 6.8 and 7.2. and your food groups can actually make a big difference. So if you eat more acidic foods, your body will stay more acidic. The cancer can't really thrive in an alkaline environment. Cancer cannot thrive that well in an alkaline environment. And so that's another big key, too. It's keeping the body more alkaline. And you can do that by the foods that you eat. The body's got a pretty strong buffering mechanism, and it'll keep it pretty much in balance. But if you're eating a lot of junk food, then it can throw it the other way. Now, exercise is a big one, too. If you've got, you know, 30 or 40 pounds that need to come off, two things. One is exercise, and two is getting your blood work done, checking on your hormones. Now, I know you're 55, but what have you had that checked out recently? Like, have they checked all of your hormones? I guess not, since you've been to the doctor in a while,
no.
Right?
No, my oncologist just wants me to come back, and I can't afford to go see him, so...
So that becomes a challenge. Find one of these faith-based clinics. I'm telling you, they're the best-kept secret. People just don't know about them. They're like you. They say, well, if I can't get to a doctor and I don't have insurance, I guess I just can't go, and I've got to get online, talk to Dr. Google, and call this guy on the radio and try to figure it out. But the reality is there are people out there that will help you. And even if you're in a financial crisis or in a financial challenging situation, they can really help. So I would look in that direction. So for blood pressure, let me give you some tips from a natural perspective, okay? Mini trampoline, it costs about $100 at like a Dick's Sporting Goods. They're great, okay? They did some studies at Harvard, and they know that jumping on a mini trampoline creates this pump mechanism. It pumps the lymphatic system, which is great for blood pressure. So jumping on that 5 minutes a day up to 20 minutes a day can yield some pretty darn good results when it comes to that. So that's one component. And then another one, you got certain amino acids like L-citrulline, L-arginine, combined with quercetin and green tea extract. That all creates what's called nitric oxide. That's extremely beneficial from some of the studies. They actually almost did a Nobel Prize research on that, and how well it supported cardiovascular health. So, and garlic, too, don't forget. Makes your breath smell terrible, but at the end of the day, it's really, really good for blood pressure. So, yeah, there's a lot of things out there that kind of hail as the silver bullet for blood pressure, but it really is a combination. It's a combination of making sure that you're eating well, you're exercising well, you're thinking well, and you're making good quality decisions for your health. So go to the doctor, though. Don't let that drag out. I mean, if you need to lose 40 pounds, you'll need to be on something during the time that you're losing that weight. And that's why the medication can be helpful. And then get really aggressive and start focusing. I know money's tight, but if you can get a personal trainer and someone that can help you more than walking, getting in the gym 2 to 3 days a week and then exercising with cardiovascular exercise like walking, jogging, or whatever, 2 to 3 days a week, all of that's going to be beneficial, too. So I know it's a challenge, but please go see a doctor. I think it'll benefit you more than you can imagine. And you can always email me. Call me back on the show, or you can email me at getwellradio.com, okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can give me a call right now or go online, getwellradio.com. Our scripture for the day comes from Psalm chapter 63, verse 3. It says, because your love is better than life, my lips and my mouth will glorify you. Powerful. Very true. We're going to go with our food for the day coming up out of this break. One of these foods, actually one of my favorites, can make a huge difference in your life. It's got muscle-building properties. It's great at reducing toxicity in the body. Great benefits for overall nutrition. You'll find out about this superfood when we come out of this break. 80% of the health challenges, by the way, are diet and lifestyle related. That means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way into getting sick. But the good news is, if we can lifestyle our way into getting sick many times, we can lifestyle our way out to get well, stay well, and live well. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
folks. You've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. They're disturbing health facts in the United States. We are now 60th in life expectancy, 41st in infant mortality. Autism is up from 1 in 10,000 to now 1 in 88. Over 100 million Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. We're the most obese nation in the world. Arthritis and Alzheimer's disease are skyrocketing. Pediatric cancer is up over 10,000%. There is a better way. Don't miss my 90 for Life free lecture Monday, October 15th at Falcon Ridge Middle School at Apple Valley, Minnesota. or call 877-279-9422. 877-279-9422. With over 30,000 autopsies and billions of research dollars, visit Answers to the Health Issues Ailing Americans. My 90 for Life lecture is free and could save your life. Monday, October 15th, Falcon Ridge Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota, or call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Our food for the day is tilapia, one of my favorite fish. You can pretty much find it at any restaurant. It's got tremendous health benefits. The nutrition in it, it's full of protein, of course, low in carbohydrates, has low sodium, but it has healthy levels of phosphorus, niacin, selenium, B12, and, of course, has plenty of essential fatty acids for healthy cell function. It's very low in mercury and low in toxicity levels. So unlike other oily fish that function on carnivorous or high animal protein omnivorous diets, tilapia survives mostly on vegetables, seaweeds, and grains. So this, along with their rapid growth and rate and short lifespan and quick turnaround, contributes to the very low levels of mercury that they contain. Mercury, of course, is introduced in very small levels and does not have time to accumulate in their systems like other large oily fish. Now, tilapia is a key part of muscle-building diet. So for muscle building, it's important. So patients in recovery from therapy, they're also rebuilding muscle. People looking to build muscle to naturally burn body fat, and people seeking strength-building foods, tilapia is used due to rich levels of protein and low levels of fat. So the USDA reports that tilapia contains about 2 grams of fat per 3.5 ounces of fish, and there's amazingly low fat volume. Not that the fats are bad for you, but it is good to know that the ratio is at that level. So comparatively, tilapia contains about half the calories of similar quantity of salmon. So if you're worried about fat, which you shouldn't be that worried about it, just so you know, the fat in salmon is amazing, is extremely good for you. But again, my opinion, better choices than chicken or beef. But again, a lot of great health benefits. You do have to watch out for the mercury, though, in some of the fish. But tilapia, great superfood, great overall health food. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to go to MJ now. Hi, MJ.
Hi.
How can I help, darling? What's going on?
So I've recently been diagnosed with Wilson's disease.
Okay.
And it's my understanding that I might have to take thyroid. However, I'd like to exhaust all natural alternatives before taking that next step. And so I'm wondering what might exist.
Well, okay, I got it. So the doctors have told you that recently. Have you had major symptoms, or did they find it in the blood test? What did they?
They found it in the blood test. So I've had fibromyalgia for 10 years, and I recently went to a fibromyalgia clinic, and they did the testing. And so it came up that I have low TSH and high RT3.
Okay, got it. What are they suggesting for you right now?
Well, I have my consultation with them tomorrow, so I was hoping to kind of maybe bring a few ideas to the table and talk it over with them.
Well, it just depends on their mindset. You know, it really does, because in conventional medicine, we don't really look at a lot of natural options. So you're going to have to get a good naturopathic physician would be a real good option. So what I would do is I would go and I would listen to what they have to say, because the conventional side, they're going to give you a lot of options. I mean, as far as treatment goes, they're going to say, well, you need to avoid low copper containing foods, right? Because you have a tendency to hold on to copper. So you want to avoid things like mushrooms, nuts, chocolate, dried fruit, liver, shellfish, those kind of things. They're going to want you to avoid those foods. And then they're going to give you certain medications, which, you know, again, hopefully will bind to the copper and help chelate it out of the system.
that's going to be another thing they try to do. So keeping the copper out of the system, obviously, is the big challenge. But they're going to be heavily concerned about the liver, too. So just from a natural side, there's a lot of great things you can do to support the body. Now, things like aloe vera juice, chlorella, you can get that in a powdered version or in a pill or in a drink. And drinking those have been shown, again, this is, here's the challenge is, you're going to be up against Western medicine, normal medicine that we have. Not that there's anything wrong with it, because I've been trained in it as well. But I'm just saying, if you want to go more of the natural route, then you're not probably not going to get a lot of support in that meeting. But that's okay. Because what you want to do is you want to get all your tools for the toolbox. And then I would go find a naturopathic physician, someone that's been doing it for a while, and then get their opinion, then begin to combine the two. Because for traditional medicine, you're going to definitely want to kind of honor what they say, because Wilson's is no joke. Now, there's a lot of things naturally you can do. I mean, obviously, you can increase your zinc-containing foods, which will throw off the copper. The higher your zinc levels are, just so you know, the lower copper will go. And the higher copper is, the lower levels of zinc. So in Wilson's disease, many times, because your serum levels of copper is so high, you end up having a zinc deficiency. Throws it off. So the more zinc you can get in through your diet, the more avoidance you can have of copper-based foods, the more victory, the potential victory you can have too. So that's just another piece. But yeah, I would get a consultation with a naturopathic physician, because there's a lot of things I could tell you, but again, you need someone to be able to walk you through that. It's not like, well, these three vitamins are going to be your ace in the hole. You know what I mean? It doesn't work like that. And I know it's kind of scary and all that sort of thing, like the unknown. But there are some genetics pretty heavily involved with it. So it's not like you've done something. You know, it's one of those things where dealing with fibromyalgia and kind of the symptoms for years is a big piece. Now, just a quick question. Have you had a lot of stress in your life, emotional stress?
I mean, on and off.
Okay.
Certainly. I recently had a baby as well. So.
Oh, congratulations. That's great. Well, you know, when you have a lot of stress like that, usually it can trigger the fibromyalgia and also can trigger some of these other underlying genetic kind of issues. One thing I will tell you, though, for the hypothyroidism, the low thyroid function, iodine could be a possibility. So you might want to bring iodine and tyrosine up to them. Again, they're going to want you to put you on traditional meds for that, but those two natural methods can be an adjunct and may keep your body supported during the process. Keep me posted how that goes. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding the medical.
Oh, she heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better in some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.